News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Neither equipped with any arms or ammunition nor anticipating that they would face an encounter-like situation in Kanpur's Bikru village, police personnel headed unprepared towards the trap laid by gangster Vikas Dubey at his mansion, said a policeman who survived the ambush in which 8 of his colleagues were killed. Speaking to reporters, Kaushalendra Pratap Singh, the station officer of Bithur police station in Kanpur district, who was injured in the savage attack on a police team, recalled the events of the intervening night of Thursday and Friday that unfolded like a gangster film. Dubey's men were fully prepared. Each of them had weapons. They were using semi-automatic weapons. In single-shot weapons, there is a time gap between two shots, he said, adding that there were at least 15 to 20 people firing at the police team. On the other hand, all of us did not have aslaha, that is arms and ammunition, Singh told media persons from the private hospital in Kanpur where he is currently recuperating. Singh said Dubey's gang had been briefed about the imminent police raid and made preparations, even arranging the lighting in such a manner that the policemen had to face darkness. They had made arrangements in such a way that the focus of the light was on us and not on them. We could not see them, Singh said. The SO went on to say that his police station had received a phone call and was asked to accompany a raid team from the Chobepur police station. In the matters of neighbouring police stations, we help each other. We left at around 12:30 a.m. and joined SO Chobepur. The police team which had gone there comprised Circle Officer Bilhor, SO Shivrajpur and police force from Bithur and Chobepur police stations. We parked our vehicles almost 200 to 250 meters from Dubey's house, he said. The policeman said when they reached outside Dubey's house, a JCB was placed as an obstruction in such a way that only one person could move to the other side. As soon as we crossed the JCB park near his house, a spray of bullets was unleashed on us. Three persons first got bullet injuries and the rest of us got scattered. Everyone tried to hide wherever they could manage to, he said. We had gone there not anticipating that an encounter-like situation would emerge, he added. Singh said there were two constables along with him and one of them, Ajay Singer, got a bullet injury in his stomach. To save him, we took shelter behind a trolley there and gave cover fire, Singh said, and added that he fired 4 to 5 rounds from his pistol. He said it was difficult for him to ascertain how the bullet hit him, as indiscriminate firing was going on. He also said he came to know later when he saw visuals of the attack on social media that the firing was going on from three sides and that at the place where Circle Officer Bill Hoar was hiding, firing was done from right above him. To a specific question on Vinay Tiwari, station officer of Chobepur police station, who was suspended on Saturday, allegedly deliberately lagging behind the police team, Singh said, "It is wrong to say so as we were moving in a single line." The 8 policemen killed in the line of duty, mostly in their 20s and 30s, included Deputy Superintendent of Police Devendra Mishra, who was 54. The others are Mahesh Kumar Yadav, 42, Sub-Inspector Anoop Kumar Singh, 32, Sub-Inspector Nebulal, 48, and Constables Jitendra Pal, 26, Sultan Singh, 34, Bablu Kumar, 23, and Rahul Kumar, 24. Their bodies were taken back to their homes where senior police officers attended their last rites. 7 others, including a civilian, were injured in the attack that took place in the early hours of Friday. India, which is tackling the worst locust attack in 26 years for the last 3 months, should remain on high alert during the next 4 weeks, according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. Meanwhile, the Indian government has stepped up efforts and is using latest technology and equipment like drones and Bell helicopters for control of the menace. Rajasthan is the most affected state in the country. The other affected states are Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, and Bihar. The IAF deployed 2 Mi-17 helicopters for the first time in an anti-locust operation and eliminated swarms of insects settled over a 4-square-kilometer area in Oceana subdivision of Jodhpur by spraying pesticides. In its latest update, the FAO said that spring-bred locust swarms that migrated to India-Pakistan border and traveled east to northern states are expected to return to Rajasthan with the start of monsoon in the coming days. These swarms will return to Rajasthan to join other swarms still arriving from Iran and Pakistan, which is expected to be supplemented by swarms from the Horn of Africa in about mid-July, it added. Early breeding has already occurred along the India-Pakistan border, where substantial hatching and band formation will take place in July. That will cause the first generation summer swarms to form in mid-August, FAO said. India and Pakistan, as well as Sudan, Ethiopia, South Sudan and Somalia, should remain on high alert during the next 4 weeks, it noted. According to the Union Agriculture Ministry, swarms of immature pink locusts and adult yellow locusts are active in Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bikaner, Jodhpur, Nagaur, Dausa and Bharatpur of Rajasthan and Jhansi and Mahoba districts of Uttar Pradesh. However, the government is continuing the control operations to check damage to crops from locust attacks. US President Donald Trump has a vision for his second term, if he wins one, of establishing a national garden of American heroes that will pay tribute to some of the most prominent figures in US history, a collection of the greatest Americans to ever live. His idea, conveyed in a speech on Friday night at Mount Rushmore and expanded on in an executive order, comes as elected officials and institutions are reckoning with whether it is appropriate to continue to honor people, including past presidents, who benefited from slavery or espoused racist views, with monuments or buildings and streets named after them. The group of 30-plus features founding fathers and presidents, civil rights pioneers and aviation innovators, explorers and generals. Absent from Trump's initial list are any Native American, Hispanic or Asian American individuals. The White House and Interior Department declined to comment on how the list was assembled. Trump on Saturday spoke glowingly about his selections as an incredible group, but also noted they are just a few of the people he is considering and are subject to change. But once we make that decision, those great names are going to be up there and they are never coming down, Trump said in a speech at his Salute for America celebration at the White House to mark Independence Day. To be certain, the monument is far from a done deal and Trump's plan could be dashed if presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden denies him a second term in November or Congress balks at allocating funding for the project. Trump's list includes George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr., all already represented on or near the National Mall in Washington, along with Susan B. Anthony, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Billy Graham, Douglas MacArthur, Christa McAuliffe, Jackie Robinson, Betsy Ross, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Harriet Tubman, Booker T. Washington, and Orville and Wilbur Wright. But Trump also is looking to put an ideological stamp on the idea of American greatness with the inclusion of conservative stalwart Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court Justice. Trump in recent weeks has repeatedly condemned the desecration and toppling of historic statues by demonstrators during protests over racial injustice and police brutality following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And BCCI ethics officer D.K. Jain on Sunday said he is examining a conflict of interest complaint against India captain Virat Kohli from Madhya Pradesh Cricket Association life member Sanjeev Gupta, who has levelled similar charges against other players in the past, which were deemed infructuous. In his latest complaint, Gupta has alleged that Kohli is conflicted as he occupies two posts, captain of the Indian team and director of a venture which has co-directors linked to a talent management company that has on board several of his teammates. Gupta has alleged that it is a violation of the BCCI constitution which bars one individual from holding multiple positions. I have received a complaint. I will examine it and then see if the case is made out or not. If yes, then I have to afford an opportunity to him, that is Kohli, to respond, Jain said. Gupta claims that Kohli, who is one of the directors at Cornerstone Venture Partners LLP and Virat Kohli Sports LLP, is conflicted as his co-directors, Amit Arun Sajdev, better known as Bunty Sajdev in Indian cricket circles, and Binay Bharat Khimji, are also a part of the talent management company Cornerstone Sport and Entertainment Private Limited. Kohli does not have a role in Cornerstone Sport and Entertainment Private Limited. The company manages the commercial interests of the India skipper and his many other teammates, including KL Rahul, Rishabh Pant, Ravindra Jadeja, Umesh Yadav and Kuldeep Yadav. In view of the above, Sri Virat Kohli is occupying two posts at a time in blatant violation to BCCI Rule 38/4 approved by Supreme Court of India. As such, he must relinquish his one post at once in compliance, wrote Gupta in his complaint. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.